everybody has new faces, which we are recognizing. I'm Adam Shannon. I was the guy who started this a couple years ago now, I guess. So primarily, this is just here to say bye to everyone. I got a job offer, and I'm heading back to New Zealand to go work for the company that does all the special effects for Lord of the Rings. So I am out of here this Friday. They gave me a little under 3 weeks to actually get there. So I haven't been around for a while, and I'm probably not going to be around on the mailing list or anything for a while to come, but I hope to resubscribe in a month or something once I'm settled and have an apartment and all that stuff and keep poking around, at least until my term as president is officially up. I want to say a couple things. The first is, I believe... my term as president was up in August. I got a one-year term after we first became a nonprofit last year. This month's meeting, everybody that was nominated as a potential presidential candidate was going to have a moment to get up and speak. I assume we haven't gotten to that point yet. As far as I know, Nigel is the only one that is being nominated yet. So I assume we'll probably get some more. I just wanted to weigh in and say that Nigel's been around pretty much since the very beginning. He's mostly been the public face of PGP for over a year now, so I got busy and wasn't able to talk to reporters before. Nigel always had a job where they liked me to talk to people. My job's always got grumpy at me when I went outside to talk to a reporter for half an hour. I think Nigel has already been doing a lot of the presidential duties. Certainly well known around town, both among the press, local businesses, the city. So I think that could be a pretty valuable connections for PGP, and I think it's a pretty good choice for the role. Hopefully we'll get at least one other person nominated, if nothing else, give him a run for his money. But I don't know if anybody else wants the job.
Barton.
Matt?
Matt is the president.
So, I was thinking the other day, and I kind of realized that there's really two dreams that are wrapped up in PTP, and I just wanted to take a moment and talk about those. Because I think they're both important, and I think they're both quite different, and I think it's important that we remember that there are two different parts of this. The first part, and I think the reason why a lot of people are here, is because wireless is really interesting, it's really fun, people like being able to go to coffee shops to check their email, hang out, talk to people online, download stuff, whatever. There are a lot of people who are involved because they want to learn about wireless, they want to learn about computers, and they want to be able to have sort of casual, free access to the internet. That's really cool, but that was never what got me excited about PGP, and that was never the part of it that I really loved. What I really like about it is the idea that we can use all of this technology, that we can use, you know, sort of free software in the sort of freedom sense of the word, and we can actually build a replacement to the last mile. We can actually build a wireless cloud that sits over Portland where we can be sitting here and everybody can be getting access over this wireless network to home or to work or to their friends, that they can be talking to, you know, people they don't know or people they might want to know, and that there's not a damn thing that anybody can do to get in their way and stop them because we own the network, right? That is what I always liked about PGP, and that's something that we haven't done a lot of yet. We've done really well at building hotspots. We've done pretty well at educating people and getting business, community, and starting to get the city involved. These are all really important things. We've just gotten our nonprofit status. Well, we got our nonprofit status last year, and we've just gotten our 501c3 federal tax exempt status. And these are all really, especially that last one, are pretty big things. But for me, anyway, what I'd like to, as a lead, remind everybody of is that one of the really cool things we have, we can do with this, is we can do things like build this wireless network and bring it into economically underserved areas. I mean, we can use this as a digital divide tool, right? If this wireless network exists, and if it is supported by the community, right, then we can go into, you know, poor places in North Portland. We can write tools and documentation and let third world countries use it, or other, you know, places. There are lots of places, even in cities like Portland, which are pretty well served by broadband, that is just not worth the while of Quest to install a decent one, right? Even though there's people there that would and could buy the service, Quest doesn't care because they can't make enough money to put a display on there. That sucks, right? Those are the goals this technology can and should be used to solve, I think. And those are the goals that the community group and a nonprofit are particularly well suited to do. And it's easy for all of us, especially the technical people, of which I am one, to get distracted by the flashing lights and the toys and just want to play with what's new and forget that the reason that PTP exists is to build this network and to help out the community and build the community and enlarge the community and enrich the community. That's why we're supposed to be here. All the other stuff, setting up hotspots in cool places like Pioneer Square and South Park Blocks and here, working with local businesses, all this stuff is important. It's great. It's how we get acceptance. It's how people learn about us. But hopefully, it's all a means to the end where we can actually do something really cool and that will last, right? So I know some people just don't care. I know that some people think that it's a great idea, but it's too ambitious and we'll never get there. But this is, I think, the heart of PTP, and this is why at least some of us keep coming back. And so, I don't know quite what I'm saying other than just reminding people, but this is what I think is important, and this is what I really want to see PTP become. And we've come a long way towards getting into a position where we can do those things, but we're not there yet. And we built all this groundwork, and now we really just need to see this final push to sort of bring it all together and make that last bit actually happen. So, that's all I got to say.